This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's Obehave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Obehave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, she's played Dr. Addison Montgomery on the award-winning series Grey's Anatomy. And she's made you laugh in the hit comedy movie, Girls Trip. But one of our special guest all-time favorite roles is being a champion for animals and the proud pet parent to a rescue dog named Rosie. Please join me in giving pause and applause to the very talented actress, Kate Walsh. Hey, welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you so much, Arden. I'm happy to be here.
All right, guys, listeners, it is official. Kate is great, and you're going to learn just why after we take this quick commercial break. So you guys know the drill. Sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. Obehave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, this is Katherine Heigl, and you are listening to Miss Arden Moore on Obehave on Pet Life Radio. Tune in for more fantastic ideas and tips for your dogs and cats and pets.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is actress Kate Walsh. Now, we would probably use up all the time on this episode if we would name all the TV shows she's been on and the movies she has starred in. I mean, yep, she nailed the role of Dr. Addison Montgomery on Grey's Anatomy in Private Practice. And in 2020, you got to look for her in these movies, Sell By, Honest Thief, and 3022. But Kate is here on our show and bringing her A-game to benefit dogs. She's teaming up with Zoetis to unleash the Canine Courage program that, yes, includes a contest you can enter. So, Kate, pardon the pun, I know you're itching to tell us more.
I've never heard of a dog pun in in less than 5 minutes.
Well, there you go. Done.
Well done, lady, my lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, I was really excited to partner with Apoquil and Zoetis to talk about just dog allergies and just bringing awareness. And also the fact that the campaign is inclusive also of donating, and that Zoetis does donate and contribute annually to the Canine Courage program, which I'll talk about in a second. But basically, when I adopted Rosie, my dog, she'll be 12 in December.
Happy birthday, Rosie.
I know. It's coming up. Wow.
I know.
And she's in great shape. She's doing really well.
But when I adopted her in 2008 as part of a big adoption campaign here in New York. And dog allergies can manifest in such different ways. And that was one of the things that I loved about Zoetis and Apoquil, is wanting to educate people, make sure people are aware that when they get allergies, it's mostly manifests in skin. It's different than human allergies. You're not going to necessarily see them sneezing and or coughing or having a watery eyes or a runny nose, that it's hot spots, it's scratching, itching, it's chewing. And some people just are, or in my case with Rosie, she would do this cute thing where she would take both of her paws and at the same time scratch you know, her front paws scratch her snout. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. Let me get a video of that. You know, that's an allergy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop. Or if your dog can't make it across the living room floor, or if you're out on a walk and they have to stop every couple feet to scratch or chew. Or of course, you know, when it gets more exacerbated, there's a bald spot, they lose their hair. You just don't want to let it get to that. But we just want to make sure people, A, don't try to self-prescribe, and B, take them to their vet and see if Apoquel might be right. For me, it worked. I had them use it on Lou Diamond Phillips, who's no longer with us, and also Rosie. But both of them, it worked like a charm. And, you know, and sometimes it's just seasonal. It's like us. And sometimes if they're sensitive, it's year-round. It really just depends. It could come and go. I lived in California, so the climate was one way. Now I live in New York. It's different. So just to really keep on top of it, we want to make sure, of course, we take care of our buddies. And so, you know, just to check it out with your vet and see if Apoquel might be right. And the other great thing about My Dog's A-Game, that's the name of this campaign.
Is there a website?
Yeah, you go to mydogsagame.com and you can get more information on Apoquel and everything else. But what we want people to do, and this has been the fun part, if you go there, you'll see, as Zoetis is encouraging people to take their own dog selfies or videos, you could be in them or out of them, with and use the hashtag MyDogsAgame when you log on to MyDogsAgame.com. And every time you post a photo or video, it'll trigger a $10 donation by Zoetis Pet Care for the Canine Program. And the Canine Courage Program, for those of you who don't know, it is an incredible program that provides healthcare assistance to retired police and military dogs, as well as active service dogs that assist veterans in suffering from post-traumatic stress. So it's really a great program because I think everyone, particularly now in the zeitgeist, people are aware of our service animals and how incredible and imperative they are, folks who are military and police and for the fires in California. I mean, they're incredible animals. But I think a lot of people don't think about, well, what happens then when they retire? The fact that there is this Canine Courage program that helps to make sure that their coverage, their healthcare coverage is caused, and that Zoetis is passionate about that. And again, every time someone uses the hashtag MyDogsAgame, when they upload their photo or video, it will trigger a $10 donation from Zoetis, capped at $25,000. But it is an incredible, a really incredible organization, the Canine Courage Program. And I was really thrilled that and proud to partner with Zoetis and Apoquel and know that they're looking out for our canine companion.
Well, I think you said it well, and it's one of my favorite hashtags. I'm going to get my three dogs. We've got a retired surf dog, Cleo, and an 85-pound Bernese Mountain Dog named Bujo, and I teach pet first aid with Kona, a terrier mix who we nicknamed Ice Cream Kona. So we're going to go to hashtag mydogagame.com after we talk with you, and you might see us on there. I know you can't wait to see us. I know that, right, Kate?
I'm super excited.
I know you are. Bujo's, she's 9. And I call her, she's doing great. I call her my big black mountain. Yeah, she's got that caramel eyes and she's like, what? Okay, let's do it. I mean, let's talk a little bit about Rosie. And you got to playfully, she's got a last name. And I want to know the 411 and how you took your sweet adopted dog back in 2008 from a Big Apple. And why did you pick the name? And tell us about her personality.
Well, it was a part of the big adoption campaign, and I was taking her around, and she was pretty much a little rock star on a lot of talk shows and morning shows. She was just an 8-week-old puppy then, and she had, you know, her look is she's a mix, but she's got the black and then the caramel eyebrows and caramel paws. So she has like a little Rottweiler marking, but she's a lab and shepherd. She's got a little white stripe on her chest. And she was so cute, and the adoptive agency had just called her Flower.
Oh,
so
geez.
I was like, well, I'm not going to keep. And then I decided at the end of the campaign to take her home. And there were actually two dogs that I couldn't choose between. And I couldn't remember. I don't know what Amika. But anyway, I chose Rosie. And then my brother actually came out from Seattle. I was like, there's this other one. I can't let him go. He's so cute. He was Dan. And he was adopted as their litter mate. And he's called Amika now. And so my brother, Sean, actually has my dog's brother. So when he goes out of the country to work, actually, when I started this campaign, this partnership with Zoetis and Apoquel back in August, and I had both of them out to do satellite media tours and a little red carpet. They were, or it was maybe a blue carpet, I'm not certain. But anyway.
As long as it wasn't a pre-carpet.
Yeah, it wasn't. But anyway, yeah, Rosie. And because they were both born under a house in the Bronx, I named her Rosie after Rosie Perez. Then I had to explain myself to Rosie Fred on The View one time. I was like, it's really a total honor. Please don't be offended that I named my dog Rosie Fred. But she had a high level. She's from the born in the Bronx. So I was like, all right, let's honor Our Lady Rosie Perez. But that would be sometimes her nickname.
I love it. I love it. You know, I'm going to come to you next when I have another pet I have, so you can come up with a clever name because you've got it. You've got a hidden talent you probably didn't even know, naming dogs.
I don't know. Don't you feel like they, yeah, they do. I have a cat named Pablo too. So
Oh, okay.
French Tabby, sort of the dog bit.
Yeah. So they all get along.
Oh, that's sweet. I have an orange tabby named Casey.
He's family.
Yeah, I'm a first orange tabby, and he teaches pet first aid all over the country with my dog. So we call him the feline George Clooney because the ladies love him and the dudes do too. So I am assuming Pablo's like there. Yeah.
Tabbies are total like Lotharios. Let's be honest. They're complete like rock stars and they know it and they love to flirt. Yeah.
Do you think they would, if they ever did like a Grey's Anatomy feline version, do you think Pablo could be a star?
Well, you know, in private practice, we did have an orange tabby in there. We had a cactor. I can't remember his name, but he was really good. And then, but that was the tie of my friend Steve Blackman, who actually is now created and is running Umbrella Academy for Netflix. But he's a cat lover, and he had an orange tabby named Lewis. So we would, he was like, let's get her a cat.
Let's have Addison have a cat for, they didn't continue it really, but we did have a cat for a few episodes. I was like, you guys, please, people, the audience is going to wonder where that cat went. But anyway.
Well, let's talk a little bit. I know you made your name in Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice and all these movies, but I'm going to make you roll back the tape a little bit. Tell us about your first TV show. And I think it was with Drew Carey. Tell us about your character, because that sounded like a hoot.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah, that was back in, I think, 98 or 9, yeah, 98 maybe. 98. It was, yeah, I played Nikki Pfeiffer, Drew's girlfriend, and they did this little bit. Bruce Helford was running the show then, and he was great. I mean, he'd run Roseanne and all sorts of other great shows. Anyway, they had this whole pitch to me that I was going to start out like my size, but they would establish that the character Nikki had worked really hard, that she'd been really overweight and worked really hard to lose all this weight. But gradually, as she started dating Drew, she got bigger and bigger and heavier. She was like, I can't eat. And eventually they break up because she puts on a ton of weight. So it was me, basically. This was pre-bread. It was like I was getting larger and larger. So then I wore a fat suit.
Oh, my gosh.
Larger and larger. And this was back in the day where they really didn't. It was like still an experiment in prosthetics. So there were a couple of times where I'd have a full face and neck prosthetic and then wear a suit. That it was like too constrictive. They have to carve out from my chins. It was crazy. It was really, but it was a really fun storyline to play. Drew was such a delight. And yeah, that was the first really great experience for me. I was living in New York and it was a very Hollywood moment, if you will. Matt, the casting director's like, well, they want you to meet Drew. So you fly out there and pack your bag. If you get the job, you'll stay for 3 months. If you don't, you'll come home, you know, and couple days. I rolled the dice, packed my bags for 3 months, and I got the job, and it was a great experience. He was a delight to work with. I made some really great lifelong friends.
Are we ever going to see you on The Price is Right?
I don't know. I
have thought about that. I think that would be a hoot to have a reunion with him.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's talk about the 2020. My Lord, I don't know if you've been sleeping, but you've got 3 big movies coming out, correct?
Yes. Well, I've got this month in November, actually, I think on the 22nd it drops, I have a film called 3022, which is like a space thriller, sci-fi thriller or thriller set in space with Omar Epp and Angus McFadden. And then in 2020, I'm not sure of the release date, but we've got Honest Thief, which is an action, also thriller love story with Liam Neeson, Jai Courtney, Me Ramos, and me. And so I'm excited about that. And then I just, Sellby has been, it's about to get distributed for mass release, but it's been making the festival circuit. It's a really wonderful, beautiful romantic comedy ensemble film written and directed by my very good friend, Mike Doyle. That's been out, like I said, during festivals. So we'll see what else. And then I'm waiting to see, I made a little film with Donald Logue called Sometime Other Than Now, which was really delightful. I had shot that here in New York on the North Fork of Long Island over the summer. And it was really cool. I could actually brought Rosie and Amico out nice. To stay with me at the little place I was staying so they could have like good beach time on the Long Island Sound and take little chili dip. Yeah, been a busy year, and I'm just finishing a TV project up in Toronto, so it's been really fabulous.
Well, let me just add on. How are you? Yeah, but I was going to say.
Traveling in between.
look at your range, lady. You got a space thriller, an action movie, and a romantic comedy. So we don't see Kate Walsh in the same personality or persona in any of those, right? So what's the secret? How do you nail these roles when you...
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I nail them, but at least I get the hammer out and the nail. And
I don't know. I can't even have a witty response to that. But no, I mean, I love it. I love playing different parts, different aspects of myself come out. And I've been doing this since I was a kid. So I'm really lucky and fortunate. I feel truly grateful and blessed that I get to do what I love, that I have these opportunities, you know, to play different stuff. Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice was such a obvious, really iconic moment for me and for so many. It really kind of put me into a more of a mass, you know, exposure. But I think, and it was wonderful to play Addison, but it was really even more delightful to continue on and play lots of different roles, you know, Fargo and then Bad Judge. And
yeah, I mean, you don't want to be just known as a Dr. Addison, you know. So is there something someone ever passed on to you that's been able to say, hey, this is how people can also embrace and welcome you in a different role and not just keep thinking, where's Grey's Anatomy?
Well, I think that it's always a sign of like huge respect and an honor and love that people love that character or that show and they're so attached to it, because day in and day out, week in and week out, you know, they see the show and they're familiar with that character and they feel like it's a part of their lives, and that's so special. So I would never want to dissuade that or poo-poo it, but I think then you're like, all right, but creatively for me, looks like I have to do what I need to do. And so, yeah, and I think that's why we have agents and some of us have managers or whatever to help to guide and create our career. So it is satisfying to us. Like, I love to do theater too, is one of the reasons why I moved back to New York. So that's just to keep it interesting and exciting and stimulating, you know? And that's it. And if you're lucky enough to have some kind of a little bit of autonomy, which I've got, then you can kind of pick and choose a little.
Oh, I like that.
And that's been a delight as well. Yeah.
Well, you made a great choice 12 years ago when you adopted Rosie. And again, just to let people know, tell us a little bit more about what's going on so we can help service dogs and help the dogs stop the itch.
Yeah. So what you can do is log on to mydogsagame.com and learn more about if you suspect your dog has allergies or if they're itching, scratching, hot spots, licking, and see if Apoquel might be right for you, for your dog. And then also use the hashtag mydogsagame and load a video or a photo of either your dog or you with your dog. You can do a selfie. You can do whatever you want. And every time you load a video or a photo, it will trigger a $10 donation from Zoetis to the Canine Courage Program, which provides healthcare assistance to retired military dogs and police dogs and active service dogs that assist veterans who work, you know, sort of so tirelessly for us and suffer from post-traumatic stress. So it all is an incredible campaign. I'm super proud to be a part of it. It's all about service, about serving your pet, about serving military and police dogs. And so it's a great program. So I encourage you all to go to mydogsagame.com. Find out more.
Thank you again for being on the show. I'm glad we were able to get you today. Give a nice, healthy treat to Rosie from Kona, Bujo, and Cleo. And I will see you literally in the movies.
Right on. Thanks so much, Arden. Thanks for your time.
All right. Take care. Thank you again, Kate, for being a great guest on our show. And at this time, I also want to do a shout out to Mark Winter, our executive producer. He is the Wizard of Paws on Pet Life Radio. Please tune in to this show and all the others on the Pet Life Radio Network. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.